How to Handle Negative Feedback, NLP Techniques for Handling Criticism. Negative feedback, whether we receive it in work or personal situations, is something most of us don't want. Yet, it is almost inevitable. It can come unexpectedly. And it can take us by very unpleasant surprise at the time, especially at moments when we were happy with ourselves. Almost every person who experiences such criticism has a wave of emotions running through his or her head, from sadness to confusion to disappointment to anger. It's natural that we often struggle with negative comments. They can hit our egos, cause insecurity, and raise questions like, "What did I do wrong?" or "Am I good enough?" These feelings are quite common and understandable, especially if we feel that we have invested a great deal of time, energy, and emotion into a situation. Criticism hurts. But at the same time, if we learn to handle it properly, it can be the best teacher to help us grow. Negative feedback is not just the enemy. On the other hand, it can be seen as a valuable tool that shows us where we have opportunities for improvement. It could seem ironic, but critical comments, if handled positively, can help us reach higher levels not only in our careers, but also in our personal lives. The problem, however, is that we often only perceive the emotional side of the feedback at first. Instead of focusing on the information the criticism provides, we focus on how it hurts us and often interpret it personally. But the key thing is to separate the substance of the message from the emotion. Negative feedback should never physically hit us, much less paralyze us or stop us from our goals. When we look at negative feedback from a different angle, we find that it can be seen as a mirror that reflects areas worth improving. Neuro-linguistic programming provides useful techniques for dealing with this form of communication. One of the main ideas of NLP is that we each have control over how we interpret and respond to information from our surroundings. For example, if criticism comes in that initially makes us uncomfortable, we may ask ourselves, "What positive lesson can I learn from this information?" Or, "How can I use this experience to my advantage?" These seemingly simple questions lead us to start thinking rationally instead of emotionally. Transforming criticism into a tool for growth is first and foremost a matter of perspective. We can think of negative feedback as a stone. If we leave it unused, it can get in our way and become a source of frustration and pain. But if we grasp this stone, we can transform it into a building material, into something that will help us move forward. And here comes another crucial idea. Criticism is not the end of the road. On the contrary, if we let ourselves be overwhelmed by it, we can completely lose the motivation to continue where we were going. People who let feedback break them often give up on their goals because they feel that everything they're doing is pointless. But the moment we stop seeing criticism as a personal attack, but rather as a form of instruction or advice, we unlock the door to unlimited possibilities for our development. But there are also practical steps to work with criticism so that it doesn't send us down. The first recommendation is to create distance. When we receive feedback that hits us, it's not good to respond immediately, especially if it triggers up strong emotions. In such moments, it helps to pause. Take a deep breath, take a walk, give yourself time to process what you've heard. This pause allows us to cool our emotions and gain the perspective we need. The second step is to analyze the content of the feedback. Is there any truth in it? Is there information that I could process and turn to my advantage? Often we find that criticism contains valuable insights, even if they are delivered in a less than pleasant way. Finally, it is very important not to forget your own self-worth. Even the most critical feedback should not convince us that we are not good enough or that we are not worthy. Remember, criticism says nothing about our worth as a person. Rather, it is an indicator of a specific situation that can be addressed. And what is best? The more we master this skill, the easier it will be to process criticism in the future. Think of criticism as a chance to become a better version of yourself. Be a person who can grow from every experience, even the unpleasant ones. And remember that the key to success is not just dealing with feedback, but also your willingness to learn, accept, and adapt. There is a gift hidden in every criticism. You just need to discover it. Let's dive into the practical part. First impressions. Here are 7 questions that can help you analyze and process the thoughts and emotions associated with negative feedback. Question number 1. What specific feelings does the feedback trigger in me? Do I feel disappointed, angry, or sad? Question number 2. Why did this feedback hit me so hard? What is so personal about this negative feedback? Is it something that is important to me? Question number 3. What thoughts run through my head when I hear this feedback? Do I have any negative self-evaluations that come up? What specific thoughts are running through my head? Question number 4. Where do these thoughts lead me? Do they lead me to actions such as giving up, or do I tend to stay focused on the negative feelings longer? Question number 5. Is this feedback objective or subjective? How true is what I have been told? Is there evidence for this, or is it just my feeling? Question number 6. What would be my recommendation for a close friend in a similar situation? How would I react if my friend faced similar feedback? What advice would I give him or her? Question number 7. What can I do to overcome these negative thoughts and respond positively? What steps can I take to change my attitude and approach to this feedback? Feedback review. What specific feedback have I been told? What exactly was criticized, whether it was about my skills, behavior, or something else? How do I feel when I hear this feedback? What emotions does this feedback trigger in me? Disappointment, anger, or perhaps something else? What could I do differently? What concrete steps can I take to improve in the areas that have been criticized? Is there another way to look at this feedback? How would someone else, perhaps a colleague or friend, view my situation? Could they have a different opinion? What have I learned about myself through this experience? What new things have I realized about myself? What does this feedback tell me about my strengths and weaknesses? How can I use this feedback as an opportunity for growth? How can I turn this experience into something positive and move forward? How will I track my progress and achievements after the changes? How will I regularly check to see if I am making improvements in areas that have been criticized? Is this feedback relevant? Someone might simply want to harm us, and the criticism could actually be hidden jealousy. This also needs to be recognized. Let's go into action. When you receive negative feedback, it's important to take specific action to help you turn that feedback into constructive opportunities for growth. First step, identify specific steps for improvement. Write down specific areas you want to work on. This could include skills, behavior, or performance. For example, I want to improve my expression, or I want to be more confident. Second step, how do I achieve this? For each area of improvement, set a specific step to achieve improvement. For example, I will improve my communication by attending a weekly workshop or training with a colleague, or I will read a book on effective communication every month. One great tool to work with in this situation is anchors. I discuss anchors in the section called Other, and they are generally applicable to a variety of situations. One step to look at negative feedback positively is to learn how to sort it. Always take from it what you need to grow, and without hesitation, set aside anything that is just dragging you down unnecessarily. This doesn't mean we dismiss criticism, but realize that not all criticism is constructive, not all feedback is relevant, and not everything we hear about ourselves is true. Your role is not to take all other people's words as absolute truths. On the contrary, your intention should be to filter out what can help you and not let yourself get weighed down by something that is not beneficial to you.